This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refer to eat breaking his fast?
It's mentioned in the hadith of Sunan Abu Dawud, volume number 2 in the book of fasting, hadith number 2349. It's mentioned that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to break his fast, he used to have fresh dates, rutub, fresh dates. And if he did not find fresh dates, he used to have dried dates. And if that wasn't available, he used to have water. So the best is to have fresh date. That is the sunnah of the Prophet. If you can't find fresh date, then you can have dried dates. If you can't find dried date, then have water. If you can't find water, then any food that's available, you can break your fast. And if you can't find any food, or if you're midway traveling, then at least you break the fast with the intention. You intend in your heart that you've broken the fast. And as soon as you find food, you can have it.
SubhanAllah. Hopefully we won't be in that situation these days. One never knows. Doctor, what's the best thing to announce whilst you're breaking the fast? The dua or the prayer or any announcement which is specific for breaking the fast?
Many Muslims, they say many duas before they put the food in their mouth. And all these dua that is there of breaking the fast, most of them, they are zaif or they are unauthentic, they are maudu. The authentic dua while breaking the fast is of Sunan Abu Dawud, volume number 2, Book of Fasting, hadith number 2350, in which the Prophet recited, it's mentioned, Zahaba Zama, Wabtalati Uruku, Wabtabat al Ajr, inshallah, which means that the thirst has been quenched, the veins have been moistened, and the reward is certain if Allah wills. Now, though this dua is authentic, some of them say this dua before they put their food in their mouth, before they break the fast, which by meaning itself it doesn't make sense. This dua is supposed to be said after you put the food in the mouth. The right thing is, before you put the food in the mouth, you have to say Bismillah. That was the practice of our beloved Prophet. And after he ate the dates and water, or he ate food and he had water, then this dua makes sense. Zahaba Zama, Wabtalati Uruku, Wabtabat al Ajr, inshallah, which means my thirst has been quenched. Only when you have water can your thirst be quenched. So how can you say this dua before you break the fast? Only after you break the fast and you had dates and you had the fruits or you had the food and then you had water, can you say that my thirst has been quenched and my veins have moistened and the reward is certain, inshallah. And there are various other hadith of our beloved Prophet. So as far as the dua, immediately before breaking the fast, say Bismillah. And after breaking, when your thirst is quenched, you have to read this dua. But there are other hadith. It's mentioned in Ibn Majah, volume number 3, hadith number 1752, that the beloved Prophet said that the dua of three people are never unanswered. Means they're always answered. That is the dua, the supplication of a just ruler and imam, the dua of a person who fasts until he breaks his fast, and the dua of an oppressed. The same message is repeated in Ibn Majah, volume number 3, hadith number 1753, that a person who fasts, his dua is accepted when he breaks his fast. So before breaking the fast, you can do any dua. You can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own language, in the Arabic, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Any dua you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness, ask for supplication. Whatever you feel, you can ask. This is the best time before breaking the fast.